This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, April 17th. God's word to you today is Confident Hope. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 27, verse 14, from the Passion Translation, and it says, "Here's what I've learned through it all. Don't give up. Don't be impatient. Be entwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope. Yes, keep on waiting, for he will never disappoint you." Saturday is the time when you second-guess yourself. Psalms 27 verse 10 from the Passion Translation says, "My father and mother abandoned me. I am like an orphan, but you took me in and made me yours." In other words, David is saying, let who you know always control how you feel. Job says, "I know my Redeemer lives." There are certain things you go through that kind of thrust you into the Saturday of life and leave you confused and filled with doubt. But you know God. You have experienced God. Let who you know determine how you feel. Do not let what you're going through determine your feelings. Instead, hold on to the promises of God. Can you imagine what it would be like for a child to experience being abandoned by the father or mother? Yet David was saying, "He who promised to never leave me nor forsake me never fails." Hold on to the promises God has made to you. So the question is, after going through Friday, the day of pain, and Saturday, the day of doubt and confusion, how do I get to Sunday, the day of joy and victory? There is only one way to get to Sunday. Only one way, and that is, you rely on the power of resurrection. Rely on the power of Jesus. The only way to get through the days of pain, past the days of doubt and confusion, and to the days of joy and victory, is to rely on the power of Jesus. Sunday is here. Sunday is here because Jesus is alive. And we know that the same power that raised him from the dead, the same power that orchestrated Sunday, is with us, for us, and at work in us. The truth is, you need a savior. You cannot resurrect yourself. In the grave, Jesus had to trust the Holy Spirit completely. It is good to move in the power of the Holy Spirit, pray with people, open blind eyes, pray for people to get their breakthroughs, and they do. But at the time when you are powerless, when you have to rely on God, most times we do not like to be in that position. We always like action. You need to let God be God. You need to lie there and trust that he will not leave your body in the grave. You need to trust that God will come through for you. And he will. That is what unlocks the power of resurrection. John 11 verses 25 to 26 from the English Standard Version say, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Do you really believe this? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life, my light and my salvation. I affirm my trust in you afresh. Jesus, infuse me with new life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.